USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Inflation may be slowing down. The Consumer Price Index rose by 0.1% from February to March, thanks to lower grocery and gas prices. But the Labor Department's top gauge of inflation is slowing down in the long term. The CPI rose by 5% from last March to last month. February's year-over-year rise was 6%. President Biden's praising the progress in Northern Ireland, 25 years since the Good Friday Agreement that ended most of the violence between Catholics and Protestants.
I believe democratic institutions established through the Good Friday Agreement remain critical to the future of Northern Ireland.
Biden spoke in Belfast, which he says is poised to drive new opportunity and investment that will benefit Northern Ireland, the UK, and the U.S. A massive fire at a plastic recycling facility in the town of Richmond, Indiana, continues to burn and produce a plume of smoke so large it's showing up on weather radar. As for when firefighters might control the blaze,
we're estimating into Saturday morning at this point. It depends on whether we can get back to where we need to get to the seat of the fires, to the hot spots.
Richmond Fire Chief Tim Brown. The EPA's monitoring the scene of a truck accident outside East Palestine, Ohio. A truck carrying 40,000 pounds of toxic soil from the site of that train derailment overturned on a state highway. Former President Trump's lawyer in the New York hush money case is asking for a one-month delay in the start of the sexual battery and defamation lawsuit, now due to start in about 2 weeks. E. Jean Carroll has accused Trump of raping her in the mid-90s and attacking her credibility over the incident that he denies ever happened. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott says he's thinking about running for president and has formed an exploratory committee. If he runs, Scott would be the second South Carolina Republican to do so after former Governor Nikki Haley. This is USA News.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
There's word that Prince Harry will attend his father's coronation as King of Great Britain next month. But the statement also says his wife Meghan and their 2 children will stay at home in California. King Charles' coronation ceremony is set for May 6th at Westminster Abbey. The people of the American Southwest can breathe a small sigh of relief for the record snow and rainfall this past winter that's helped refill the Colorado River.
But everyone who lives and works in the basin knows that one good year will not save us from more than 2 decades of drought.
Deputy Interior Secretary Tommy Boudreau says years of drought have threatened the viability of the river. He's unveiled the federal government's proposals to reallocate the water. That's because the 7 western states that depend on it could not agree on a water-sharing plan. California Water Commissioner Camille Towton says the states must find a way.
Fundamentally, it is one community comprised of 40 million people in landscapes that need us to get this right.
But California may suffer the most from the Fed's proposals since the Golden State currently receives the largest allocation of Colorado River water. Will Tupperware live on, or is its fate, well, sealed? The food storage company says it's struggling and has hired advisors to help turn things around. The plastic containers have been a mainstay of America since Earl Tupper founded the company in 1946. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.